This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned today, submitting his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Shri Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amid ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state. More from our Imphal correspondent.
The internal party politics over the leadership of the state BJP government has been taking place for many days in the state. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh arrived in Imphal along with BJP Lok Sabha MP and BJP North East in charge Sambit Patra this afternoon from Delhi, where he also had a meeting with party leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Soon after the arrival at Imphal, Shri Biren chaired a meeting with the MLAs of ruling party at CM Secretariat Imphal. Afterwards, he met the governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, at Raj Babul in Imphal. There, he submitted his resignation paper to the governor. Meanwhile, the seventh session of the ongoing 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly is scheduled to commence from tomorrow. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. Two security personnel have also been martyred in this encounter, while two other jawans have been injured. Injured jawans have been airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the two martyred soldiers who were killed in the operation against Naxalites in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by 31st March next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students nationwide in the 8th edition of his Pariksha Pe Charcha program at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. The program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, PMO YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said 95,000 new vacancies will be completed soon in railway. Talking to media persons at Betaya Junction in Bihar, Mr. Vaishnav said these new jobs will be additional to recently held 1.5 lakh railway recruitments in the country. Mr. Vaishnav said with great response for Namo and Vande Bharat trains, Railways has decided to enhance its production. The Railways Minister said his ministry has decided big ticket investment from government side in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav said an investment of worth over 95,500 crore rupees are underway in Bihar and it will completely transform railways in Bihar. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena today, a day after Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena at Raj Nivas this morning. Meanwhile, the Delhi Lieutenant Governor has dissolved the 7th Legislative Assembly of the National Capital Territory of Delhi with effect from 8th February. BJP emerged victorious in the Delhi Assembly polls after winning 48 out of 70 seats. Aam Aadmi Party managed to win only 22 seats. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the 5 days Aero India show set to begin in Bengaluru tomorrow will not only showcase India's defence capabilities but also inspire the younger generation to innovate and dream big. Addressing the media persons before the curtain raiser event of Aero India show in Bengaluru, the minister said that Asia's biggest show will strengthen partnership, forge collaborations with friendly countries and help our MSMEs and startups to be part of the global supply chain. In men's cricket, India defeated England by 4 wickets in the second one-day international match at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack to seal the series 2-0 with one match left. Chasing 305 runs to win, the men in blue scored 308 for 6 wickets in 44.3 overs with captain Rohit Sharma scoring a magnificent 100 and Shubman Gill managed his second consecutive 50. Shreyas Iyer and Akshar Patel also played good knocks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.